This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A suspect is in custody after a shooting at Florida State University. At least six people have been injured. Ryan Cedergran was inside the student union building when the shots rang out.
I was calm, I think, throughout most of it. There were people around me that were panicking.
This student ran for safety.
I was just running in the direction that everybody else was running, trying to get out of there. And then once I felt like I was at a safe enough distance, I went to my car to get off campus because I didn't know where that shooter was going to be going or anything like that.
Another student, clearly shaken.
I just feel awful for the students on there having to go through these emotions right now, dealing with the, feeling scared for their lives, honestly. It's really scary.
Law enforcement says it has neutralized the threat, but also urged students to avoid several buildings on campus, saying they are still an active crime scene. An appeals court is calling the Trump administration's defiance over deportation from Salvador shocking. President Trump stood by the deportations, but also referred reporters to lawyers handling the case.
That's what the public wanted, and that's what I'm doing. But you'll have to speak to the lawyers because it's up to them.
At Harvard. Protests growing after the Trump administration took aim at the school's international students and its tax-exempt status. Harvard is the first university to openly defy the administration's demands related to activism on campus, anti-Semitism, and diversity. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports on the progress of a minerals deal with Ukraine.
While the details are still being worked out, President Trump says the deal is back on track.
We have a minerals deal, which I guess is going to be signed on Thursday, Scott, next Thursday, soon. And I assume they're going to live up to the deal, so we'll see.
The initial agreement fell through when Ukrainian President Zelensky clashed with the president in the Oval Office at the end of February. Trump has demanded the deal as a payback for the weapons and aid the U.S. provided Ukraine during the over three-year-old war. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
President Trump praising the Texas House for passing school choice vouchers.
President Trump on social media calling this a gigantic victory for Texas students. Senate Bill 2 would give parents more than $10,000 in taxpayer money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school. Republican State Rep. Brad Buckley.
Empowering parents to choose the educational path that best fits their child's needs.
State House Democrats had been able to kill similar bills in the past. If the Senate approves the House changes, Governor Abbott will sign it into law.
KRLD's Chris Fox. On Wall Street, the Dow lost more than 520 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems with a beautiful finish. 262-206-316.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick. Severe weather is part of the forecast for the next couple of days. They could be severe at times. We'll always keep you up to date, and we'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. There is a Racine County Storm Spotter training session tonight. It's being held at the Gateway IMET Center in Sturtevant. It's free, with more about that event at WRJN.com. The official name is the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. It'll open in Caledonia May 1st. The center, named after the late county executive, is said to shift focus from punishment to education and mental health support. Racine residents can get free smoke alarms installed on May 3rd as part of a Red Cross campaign. It's called Sound the Alarm. Volunteers on the 3rd will visit homes to check detectors and to help people create fire safety plans. The effort aims to reduce fatalities. Home sales fell in the first quarter of the year by over 10% in Racine County and 5% in Kenosha County. New listings went up 17% in Racine, but dropped 15% in Kenosha. The average sale price for a home in Racine County is $308,000. It's about $20,000 higher in Kenosha. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers dismissed Detroit.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers with a 5-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins and Christian Yelich. Pitcher Jose Quintana on getting his second win of the season.
Feels great. You know, every single day means a lot, you know, and about your preparation, how you want to be ready for games.
The crew has the day off before opening a 3-game series at home against the A's tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks holding a final practice session before heading to Indianapolis tomorrow for Saturday's playoff game at noon. Center Brook Lopez on facing the Pacers again in the postseason.
We know who they are, what they're capable of, what their identity is. We've been working these last few days, being ultra vigilant about transition, you know, transition, the way they move the ball around the floor in the half court, how unselfish they are, just being ready to go from the jump defensively.
That's Buck Center Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, some could be strong, still a night, and a low in the low 50s. Scattered storms still a possibility tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Mostly dry and pleasant for the weekend, with highs in the 50s. Right now it's 53.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we?
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And men and women may not agree on much, but it appears the sexes are united when it comes to the opinion that most men could use some help in the fashion department. In fact, results of a recent survey shows men admit that part of their war update and nearly believe that men in their lives could make
something in the way.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Cherish and care for you.
Get ready. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Be sure to listen in the 5 o'clock hour. The 5 o'clock class reunion is coming up. Three great songs, one great year. Today we feature the class of 1969. And of course, we'll give you some of the big news stories and memories for 1969 as well. It's coming up just after the 5 o'clock news. It's the 5 o'clock class reunion here on WRJN.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Cyber criminals are finding new ways to use AI to scam you. Microsoft's latest Cyber Signals report shares tips to avoid scams.
Big job listings and phony e-commerce sites are rising as fraudsters use AI to create fake websites and customer service chatbots. Beware of jobs requiring upfront payments, unrealistic salaries, or no experience required remote positions. When shopping online, watch for limited time deals and overly positive repetitive reviews, and make sure to always use secure payments.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxins like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you cry the whole time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high.
1956, it's Elvis Presley and Hound Dog on WRJN. That song was released as a single along with Don't Be Cruel. It was the only single to have both sides reach number one in the U.S. The single was number one in the U.S. for 11 weeks.
stuck on my windscreen.
Rolling Stones, Get Off My Cloud on WRJ. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know how a lot of radio stations on the weekends, they'll have a top 20 or a top 40 countdown? Who's got the time, right? So listen Saturday mornings for the Capsule Countdown. Paced minute that counts down or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 with Rick Johnson on WRJN. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Severe weather is part of the forecast for the next couple of days. Storms are expected this afternoon, into this evening, and tomorrow. They could be severe at times. We'll always keep you up to date, and we'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. There is a Racine County Storm Spotter training session tonight. It's being held at the Gateway IMET Center in Sturtevant. It's free, with more about that event at WRJN.com. Racine residents can get free smoke alarms installed on May 3rd as part of a Red Cross campaign. It's called Sound the Alarm. Volunteers on the 3rd will visit homes to check detectors and to help people create fire safety plans. The effort aims to reduce fatalities. Last week in Racine, fire officials say there were no working fires in the home where fire took over and a Racine police officer broke in a door to save someone. He's a three-time All-Star, and this happens to be year three of his big event. Milwaukee Brewers star Christian Yelich and his family are set to host the third annual charity concert at the Pabst Theater tonight. The event is headlined by the Goo Goo Dolls, and a statement says the event will include a culinary experience, sponsor exhibits, and special guests. It all supports the Brewers Community Foundation. The Brewers are off today, and they resume tomorrow night, with coverage starting on WRJN tomorrow at 6:35. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run Boat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, some could be strong, still a shower or two overnight, and a low in the low 50s. Scattered storms still a possibility tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Mostly dry and pleasant for the weekend, with highs in the 50s. It's 55 right now.
And the sign said, long-haired, freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you'll do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign, blocking out the scenery.
have a membership card to get inside.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. It looks like less really is more when it comes to weight loss. A study out of the Czech Republic found that eating just breakfast and lunch, as opposed to six small meals throughout the day, are successful at lowering body mass index. The study tracked 54 people with type 2 diabetes over a 12-week period. Eating two meals a day decreases in liver fat content, while there was a bigger increase of insulin with the six meal a day diet.
Thank you. someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Oh, I feel loving you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and you can sign up to receive the WRJN weekly newsletter. You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses. Also, as tips on marketing and advertising, simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Ride a bull headed about a thing she saw. Far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. Don't punish me, sister, with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see.
Marvin Gaye, what's going on WRJN? Be sure to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. He's going to have your chance to win tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival, which is coming up April 24th through May 8th. All sorts of films there, documentaries, comedies, dramas, it's all there. And Don will have your tickets between 6 and 9 tomorrow morning. Details online at WRJN.com.
Step into Comet Smoke. Has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313. Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
WRJN.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Plus, coming up, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year, today featuring the class of 1969. It's all on the way on WRJN.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. She's
so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never
had. Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Hometown Radio, refresh. WRJN.